Good day, my name is Gerda Snyman. Some time ago I shared my story with you on how I received Christ as my Savior. I talked about how I took control of my life and for many years was caught up in a lifestyle of unfulfilling love relationships. I was trying to find my worth in being with the in crowd, being engaged or married, belonging to someone, until I met Jesus Christ. Today I will talk about the lessons I learned as the first in a four-part series of how I survived a divorce and grew closer to God. After about 10 years of being single and celibate, living a very contented life, I met someone at church. He joined our small group and we started dating. He seemed to be a mature Christian and a true follower of Christ. Someone even said, "He really seems to be sorted out." But we didn't get to know each other and we got married about 4 months after we met. In hindsight, we were both too hasty to get married. We were both in our 40s and didn't want to wait too long. But I really didn't know the person I married. I wasn't being realistic about the relationship. We were spiritualizing everything, how we met, how God brought us together, how our lives connected, and that we were meant for each other, and so on. The lessons I've learned for marriage is to get to know each other really well. Become friends. Pay attention to the warning signs and red flags, like being argumentative, controlling, selfish, pressing for sex, and so on. Introduce the person to your friends and family and listen to their comments. Be careful to spiritualize things and to justify feelings and events from the Bible. Use your common sense. Although as Christians we need to trust God for a partner, we should be sober and clear-headed in our choices. Being in love blinds us, and it is difficult to see the facts. Next time, I will talk about how God led me through the pain of divorce and starting the forgiveness process. Thank you for listening.